The Action Line with Scott Walker on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Now joining us in studio, Rachel Helms, Assistant Director for MTSU Alumni Relations. And you guys have a lot of events coming up, the Spring Showcase right around the corner. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. Our Alumni Spring Showcase is actually 15 years old now. We started it in 2011. The MTSU Alumni Association started it as a way to connect and really celebrate our alumni by inviting them back to campus and to area events and really to see what the faculty and the students are up to. This year, it runs from Thursday, April 9th to Saturday, April 18th. We have over 50 entries right now. We'll continue to add events up until the start of the showcase.
And whenever people are a part of this, first of all, how many usually attend or are part of the showcase as far as alumni?
Absolutely. Well, it just depends on the event. The Alumni Association has our own events, and sometimes we'll have 50 to 100 folks show up. We'll have, like last year, we had a Discovery Center night. This year, we're having Nashville Alumni Day at the zoo. And so all families and alums are invited to come to the zoo. We have a great package. Tickets for sale for that. Dr. Heather Schwartz, she graduated from our animal science program in 2001. She runs the animal hospital at the Nashville Zoo. She very generously offered a tour of the animal hospital to our alumni. So that package, if you go on our website, mtalumni.com, you can get a package for $22 for an adult and $18 for a child. It gets you a discounted ticket, free parking, and a tour of the animal hospital.
And the cool thing about a lot of these things is that you get kind of a behind the scenes look at like how the zoo operates or the managing of care for animals. It's very different.
Exactly. Another thing that we've got, one of the professors in nutrition and food science in the nutrition and food science program, submitted this year is a foundations in culinary arts. And you, as an alum, you can sign up and attend this cooking class. And it's a laboratory. So the students are cooking and creating. You can observe that as well as taste their creations.
Oh, wow.
At the end of the event. It's actually a class. It's not even an event. So you kind of also get a taste of what the students are doing every day.
That's
in
cool.
The classroom. Yeah.
So it's really hands-on for sure.
It is.
That's all a part of being an alumni, of course, and then joining, being a part of the association, and then also taking advantage of some of the events coming up.
Exactly. We have a really exciting one, Sidelines, the MTSU student-run newspaper. It's an independent newspaper. If you were an alum or went to MTSU, you probably remember Sidelines. They used to actually have a printed newspaper. Now it's mostly online. But it's celebrating 100 years. It's 100 years old. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So in order to celebrate that, they're having a reception in Nashville on April 9th. It's going to be at Riverside Revival, which is actually the home of WMOT in Nashville, our Roots radio station. That's where they broadcast from quite a bit. We're going to have food. We're going to have drink. We're going to have a program. We're going to have past faculty advisors, past editors there. They're going to have old newspapers out. So it's just a way for everybody to come and celebrate. It's free. So if you'd like to come, we just need you to RSVP.
That's really cool. I mean, 100 years of the Sidelines newspaper. I guess I didn't realize it's that old.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
It
I know.
Is.
It's exciting to me to have something that stays around that long.
Yeah.
And that people are still, we have a great group of students who are still running Sidelines as a website. They still do the reporting. They're there covering the sports events and the local events and the campus.
It'd be interesting to see how news stories have changed over the years for a college newspaper.
Absolutely. In fact, what's interesting is they've been doing like a throwback right now. If you go to mtsusidelines.com, they have a section where they talk about Sidelines 100, and it has all of these old news articles that they've put up. And so you can read, there was one about when Elvis came to Murphy Center.
Yeah.
And they covered that. And, it's it's fascinating. There's one about Star Wars, the first review of Star Wars that they did. It's just so much fun to read. So check it out. It's great.
If I remember correctly, we had it was Sheriff Truman Jones from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office on, and he was talking about how, I think he said Elvis stayed at the Ramada Inn or something, or whatever used to be at that location. I don't know if it was Ramada Inn back then, but if I recall, that's what he was talking
about.
Can
you imagine?
No, I can't.
That'd be amazing.
It's wild, though. And he actually performed at MTSU, which is just, it's crazy.
Well, and I've even talked to alumni who someone that's on our alumni board, he was talking about, you know, standing in line and getting tickets for it and how, you know, it was a big deal. So I think
Wynonna Judd, one of her first concerts was at MTSU.
Concerts. Did you get to see her when she came?
I saw the filming of it. I didn't actually see her, but I saw the film crews were out there and everything. It's wild how many big acts have gone through MTSU.
And what's so great is our students then get to be a part of it. They get to help put it together. They cover the press, you know, the sidelines, do stories on them. So, yeah, it's such a great way. It all interconnects.
And when you talk about 100 years of the MTSU sidelines, the style of news writing has changed as well over those years. So that's equally interesting to look at.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then what else is coming up? Because I know you have a lot, like there's baseball games, softball games, everything.
Absolutely. So if you do go to mtalumni.com and click on our spring showcase, if you scroll through there, you're going to see several sporting events, several athletic events. We do have discounts for several of the softball and baseball games. So please check those out. We also, Tucker Theater is having a great performance April 9th through the 11th called Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. We are offering a discount for those tickets. MTSU alumni get a 20% off those tickets. And, you know, you had Dr. Lee on before this. Positive Aging Conference is part of our showcase. Homegrown Conservation is part of our showcase, you know, that Kristen was just talking about. Like, we cover the gamut. We try to cover all the colleges because we want to feature everything that the students and the faculty are doing.
The zoo, going back to the zoo event.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a tour of not only the zoo, but you also learn about the veterinarians, their care to the animals and how they go about doing that, because I'm sure they work with some pretty exotic animals.
Exactly. You know, I can't wait to go. I'm taking my 8-year-old daughter, and we've never toured the animal hospital before. So Dr. Schwartz, you know, I think I mentioned she was a 2001 alum. She was one of our animal sciences graduates. And she's been the head of that animal hospital for several years. And when she offered to open that up to us, and we do have a limited number of tickets, so if you are interested, please, you know, get your tickets early. They are on sale. But I'm just excited to see what's actually in the hospital when we go in.
Yeah, like maybe a lion or something.
Exactly. Like, is there going to be a lion, a bear, you know, or as my daughter loves, the red panda. Like, that's our, yeah.
Yeah, I was reading recently about how there's some people in Tennessee who have like a tiger, you know, things like that as pets. And I'm thinking that's crazy. But I guess they have to have a special license or something. I'm not real sure. But it was talking about the dangers of owning these animals. And I'm thinking, well, that should be a no-brainer right there.
You would think. Gosh, yeah, I remember Tiger King. Was that when you remember that when that came
crazy,
out?
That
was crazy.
But these folks who own animals like this, they also, some of them face lawsuits because their animals attacked. And they tried to tell the judge, well, you know, I can't control the animal.
Right.
But yet they're the ones who take on the responsibility of controlling the animal. But yet it's a wild animal. So they're automatically facing, you know, who knows what fines or penalties, but it's crazy that some people own these animals.
I know. That's why you need to go to the Nashville Zoo on Alumni Day.
Let them own them.
And let them handle them. They're the experts.
That's right. But there are so many different events coming up that MTSU alumni can take advantage of and their entire families.
Absolutely.
And so to learn more about any of these things, where do we go online?
Absolutely. So mtalumni.com is the Alumni Association's website. So mtalumni.com, you can go on there. We have all of our events listed, and including those of all the showcase. So
on some events, you get a big discount. Mm-hmm. On other events, they're free. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just a variety of price ranges, of things mm-hmm. to do, of different involvement of the family. I mean, all of it.
Exactly. And, you know, there's something for everybody. That's the nice part. And don't let parking intimidate you. If you want to come to campus, you know, you're always welcome to stop by the Alumni House. We can help you with parking.
Parking has changed over the last 100 years.
Oh my goodness, hasn't it though? Yes. So, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We're here to help. That's what we're here for. We're the resource. So, and if you have any questions, you know, please give us a call, or, you know, as I said, just go on the website. All that information is there.
Sounds good. Again, with us this morning in studio, Rachel Helms, Assistant Director for the MTSU Alumni Relations Office. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you much.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark, Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season sing. We're winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
South Central Bank has two CD specials that will help your money grow. South Central Bank has a 5-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 4.15%, or a 25-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 3.8%. Two great ways to put your money to work. You choose the term that works best for you. $500 minimum balance to obtain the APY. Stop by any of our convenient South Central Bank locations today and take advantage of our two great rates. South Central Bank, member FDIC. IC, equal housing lender.